Welcome to Go Home Heat, an NXT podcast. Let's start this thing out hot. I got Justin right here. Woo. Shotzi Blackheart versus Dakota Kai. Strong performance here. Shotzi almost died for our pleasures on the I think she was trying to do some form of a sliced bread there, yes. running up the ring post mm-hmm. on the apron. It turned into her suplexing herself onto her head,
mm-hmm.
face and neck. It was rough. Dakota's not having bad matches anymore.
No.
She hits home runs every time. Gonzalez winds up interfering, which kind of backfires as Ripley comes out and jumps her, or interacts with her. And mm. then Dakota gets distracted by this and winds up missing her finish in order to get rolled up for the loss. And Shotzi rolls out of there. I assume we get a Shotzi, Ripley, Gonzalez, Kai.
Yeah, tag team match.
And I love all of this.
Yeah.
Shotzi is getting cheap. Where she was 2 months ago as a performer, where she is right now, completely different.
World's different.
May just be confidence. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, it's there.
But confidence is important. She seems more, her moves move more smoothly. She moves from one move to the next move. There's not as much pause to think. You can see.
Right.
It's like when you talk about NFL players, when they first get in the league, the game's really fast. It seems like the game's slowing right. down for her the more time she gets in the spotlight.
They talk about all great players, all great boxers, you know, Magic Johnson, Sugar Ray, whoever. The game's slower
mm-hmm.
to them. They notice things better because they don't ever get in a hurry.
Yeah.
And with Shotzi, sometimes early on you would see she quickly goes into moves and then there's a minute where she thinks.
Yeah.
She quickly goes into moves. Right here, she's able to do her things. Not in a rush,
mm-hmm.
but it leads into the next thing. And so next thing you know, where everything is a chain.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I like to see.
That's the point of it all.
Yeah, it's supposed to look smooth.
Right. If not, then you are doing what they term as spot festing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If this doesn't go into that for a reason, everything doesn't lead to something else.
Then we're just moving around the ring looking for our mark so we can do the next, you know,
right.
backflip.
Right, it's the difference between watching a dancer practice one dance move and watching a dance routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's so well done. And right here, it was well done. Now, Escobar and Swerve do a little arguing, and I love this segment. I won't go into what they were talking about. It's typical, we're going to fight stuff. But Escobar was sitting in an office, and he had a look of the Dom.
He looked like he was the Don or the head of a cartel or...
Head of a cartel is a better term for
yeah,
sure. He did like have that
Chapo
feel.
Look going to him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The suit, the light, although glasses.
Although El Chapo looked...
A little chunkier.
Yes. He did not look that nearly that good.
No. Pablo Escobar didn't either, but...
Yes. But this guy looks smooth, son.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Excuses.
Yes. I'm really looking forward to this match.
I am too. I hope Swerve finally gets this moment. I think that dude is the top end on that guy is way up there.
Yes. I hope so too, but I don't want to lose
Santos yet.
Yeah.
As the champ. Yeah.
I don't care if I lose him as the champ. I just don't want to lose him.
Mm-mm.
Like he needs to, if he loses, then we need their faction to go into something with somebody.
Oh yeah.
And let's get a couple of a month or so of him roughing somebody up.
Yes.
But obviously, if he were to lose here, then they continue their feud. So mm-hmm. that'll probably do the trick, too. Well, they probably keep Swerve and Fandango together and keep doing that for a little bit. Okay. Cameron Grimes versus Ridge Holland and what winded.
Wait, you know, was the Cameron Grimes Stepping Stone to Greatness Invitational? Was that it?
Yes, the Invitational Series. Stepping Stone to Greatness Invitational Series.
Well, the first guy that came out was like a...
He was a pushover.
Yeah, but he was like, he was billing him as like, this guy's the 85-pound champ world wrestler, you know, came out there and, dude, he got walked. And the next guy is about to come out, or the third guy, I can't remember if it was the second or the third guy. And he gets chunked out there, and Ridge Holland comes out.
Yes. Ridge had already took care of him.
Yeah.
And just let you know that there was somebody that got took care of in order for Ridge to come out. And Ridge walks through Cameron pretty good here. Although, he gets disqualified, right? Yeah, he wouldn't stop stomping on him. Now, I don't think this hurts Grimes too much.
No.
Ridge looked good.
Yeah.
I think he needs to look intimidating. You could always stick Cameron in there, and if you do want to keep pushing Ridge, have it be a more realistic match or whatever. But I did like the segment.
Oh, yeah. Ridge Holland, there's a lot of people you say they have legs like a tree trunk.
Literally.
This dude has legs like a tree trunk.
Mm-hmm. He's incredibly built. And
terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he had knee pads on, he'd be really good.
Yes. Yes, it would flow better.
Yeah.
Now, Kushida versus Tony Nese is up next. And Tony Nese, I feel bad for, but Kushida walked over him pretty good. It was...
Buzzsawed him, man.
Mm-hmm. Now, I like Tony Nese.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good wrestler. But Kushida needed this.
Yeah, he did.
This is exactly what happened. Kushida's
eating enough for everybody else, too. So I don't feel bad him getting some gap.
Right. Yeah. If I feel bad for Tony Nese, it ain't because I feel like Kushida doesn't deserve this.
No. And legitimately, Kushida's one of your best wrestlers on your whole roster.
Right. I agree. I thought this was good. Adam Cole versus Austin
Theory. Well, you had the little dream thing at the end where Dream... talk to him.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Setting up the match. I think they have a match at TakeOver tonight.
Tomorrow night.
TakeOver.
Check and see. I think they said it was Sunday night.
Is it Sunday night?
I thought they switched it.
Ah, well, that makes more sense. I was thinking they got a Saturday night on their own. That's great if it's tomorrow night. Google that while I'm doing this because I was all making plans for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about all I have to do. Man, I'm lappy. Okay, Adam Cole, that was a little personal life
behind
the curtain, guys. I'm still working on my yard from the hurricane and was trying to compartmentalize.
Sunday evening.
Sweet. All right, Adam Cole versus Austin Theory. And Theory runs down Kyle O'Reilly a little bit backstage. Cole comes out and he ain't having that. And then he calls out Theory and Theory comes out there and Adam Cole goes over.
Yeah.
We'll just say that. But I love Adam Cole in this role as your non-champion who puts over talent by winning or losing against them in matches that are hotly contested.
Yes.
Cole will always be a favorite right now because he's the longest reigning champ. So unless he's fighting a champion, he's going to be the favorite, even if that guy's bigger than him.
Yes.
I'm not a lover of the way super kicks have been overused in wrestling in general.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way Adam Cole uses his super kick like a jab.
Yes.
We've talked about this before. I love that he'll kick a guy in the knee with a super kick. He'll kick him in the hip with a super kick. He'll kick him in the head with a super kick. I love that Cole is not diminutive. He's small enough that everybody can throw him around.
Mm-hmm.
He's proven he's durable. He's perfect for this role in the company. And Austin Theory looked like $1 million.
Yeah, he did.
You liked it.
I really did. I thought it was great for both guys. I didn't think it hurt Austin Theory at all. And, you know, he's lost a little bit since he came back, and that's all. You know, I guess he's paying the piper for whatever went on, but he's getting put in great matches.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the other thing. I was not an Adam Cole guy when he was the champ. And then when I see him in this role, I'm like, wow. It's like a revelation.
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, he had to be the champ for all that time for him to matter in this role.
Yes.
Right? Because he doesn't matter if he's just another guy if he hasn't been the champ.
Yeah.
But being the leader of a faction and being helped to keep that championship all that time period can kind of water down how good he is as a wrestler because all of his matches had shenanigans.
Shenanigans involved.
Whereas here he's getting to grind these matches out.
Yeah, he's getting to... Did we have a disqualification on the show?
Earlier.
Oh, yeah.
One
from excessive beating, not from outside interference.
Right. And it wasn't a DQ as in we don't know who was going to win, or DQ as in we were both punching each other outside of the ring, or somebody came in and interfered. It was this match is over, and he's not stopping him.
Yeah.
He's not listening to the ref when he's bludgeoning him to death.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is, dude, I'll take that every time.
That's fine.
Kaden Carter versus Zia Lee. It was hot early. Dueling pinning predicaments. Carter wins in a roll-up. Katsano tries to be the good guy winners, and Zia Lee storms off pissed off. I'm ready for Zia Lee to go heel.
Yeah, full heel.
And I didn't hate this segment. We needed to
advance it.
Zia Lee needs to turn heel.
Yeah.
We don't know enough about her to know why they have to have her in matches in order to do that.
Yeah.
So that when she is a heel, we understand what she's doing.
Yes.
Kaden Carter and Katsuzano need to be chasing this women's tag title.
I think so.
And so, therefore, we kind of needed this match. It didn't hurt this show. And it was fine.
Well, and there are a bunch of people in this match who need work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I liked it. Now, Finn Balor and Kyle O'Reilly are in a talking segment with Shawn Michaels. Shawn is so much better in a scenario like this where we're just sitting here shooting the
table for three.
I sometimes wonder, because you have a bunch of people that are very fond of Shawn Michaels in the wrestling world. A lot of them aren't, but that usually has something to do with stuff before Shawn kind of found religion, changed
place. Yeah. Well, that's usually involved that they actually worked with Shawn.
Yes. And and
if you came afterwards, you'd love Shawn.
Right, but they worked with Shawn. I'm on steroids and pain pills, and my back hurts all the time, and I'm going to be the main event of this show every week.
Yes. And my buddies will help me do that.
The guys who worked with Shawn, I had back surgery, I'm not in pain, and I'm just here to finish this thing out, feel completely different about Shawn. Because Shawn would lose matches. Shawn would tell stories and lose matches. You know what I mean? And it's funny, because some people that came along later in wrestling thought for a while that Shawn even had to make a statement one time, and I know I'm veering off, that they were like, you know, was your legacy that you didn't, you know, you lost a lot of WrestleMania matches. Is your legacy that the wins and losses don't matter? And Shawn was like, no. He's like, no. He's like, in a championship match at WrestleMania, no, wins and losses don't matter. The performance matters.
Yes.
But you have to have wins and losses. You have to have wins in order for that match to matter in general, right? It's okay if I lose to Taker.
Yeah.
It's okay if I lose to, but I have to have a stat, you know. And it's funny, because there are people that worked with him pre-back surgery that think that all Shawn Michaels cared about was wins and losses. You know what I mean? Because of the, as he would say, the argument, Vince would come into my locker room and he would say, this is what we're going to do. And I would reply, well, if I don't want to do it, will it get me fired? And he said, if Vince said yes, I'd shut up. If Vince said no, tell me what you want to do, then I would
tell him what I wanted to do.
And then he would go back to their room and Vince would say, this is what we're going to do. And they would say, okay. Shawn would say, they had the option of saying, if we don't do that, will I get fired? And Vince coming back to me, but he never had to come back.
But doing that out of position of power, of, I know you're not going to fire me.
Shawn not only knew they weren't going to fire him, he knew they weren't going to fire Diesel, Hall, Hunter, Road Dogg. I mean, he had a whole squad with him willing to have his back. You know what I mean? If Shawn walks into any company with three other guys, it's his company for 2 years.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But anyway, so when you see Shawn in this environment, because sometimes when he does interviews, he can stumble around a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm asking him a question, and I think he really wants to not say the wrong thing, because he spent decades saying the wrong thing.
Yes.
And promo style, mic in hand, he can be a little awkward to me. In this environment, he's sitting there with two guys he likes, two guys he respects, two guys he probably works with a lot. You could see where he probably backstage is a good dude.
Yeah.
And easy to be
around. I think now he's graduated himself to that point of
Elder statesman,
you know, the old master, you know.
Unless Randy Orton's involved.
Yes.
But anyway, this was great. And you have them Finn kind of putting O'Reilly over while O'Reilly is underlining, no, I really do belong here. Mm-hmm. No, he's saying it differently. He's saying, yeah, I'm the best in the world. I'm gonna put you over. I'm gonna whoop you. You think you're smug, you're snotty, and Finn's like, no, you're mm-hmm. really good. Matter of fact, if I wasn't here, you'd probably be the champ.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here. I am here. You know. Yeah. And I thought it was great because you did get to. It felt like the rock and roller versus the snotty kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Kyle's not a kid, and I know Kyle has every right to feel like I've been legitimately better than everybody around me at the wrestling part of this, from the Tokyo Dome
mm-hmm.
to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that's ever worked in any of these companies knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time that they know that. It's time that I'm the guy with the belt. I know I don't have to put over Adam Cole. I don't have to put over Roddy Strong. I don't have to put over you, Finn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I love that Finn was like, yeah, sure, but there's a reason why still in all those companies I was a bigger deal than you.
Yeah.
And I am a bigger deal than you. It's okay.
Yeah.
You're a really big deal. You're not this big a deal.
No.
And I thought it was great.
You ain't the prince, baby.
Yeah. I thought it was great. You liked it.
I loved it. I thought it was excellently done. It's better than a lot of stuff that they do in this kind of vein.
Yeah.
About talking up a match. And nobody jumped the other guy. Nobody flipped a table.
Nobody flipped a table. We didn't have a fight.
No. It felt more like a real...
Yeah. Like you get at a UFC thing.
Yeah. Let me tell you about why, you know, this is going to happen this way.
I'm going to snap your ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get my feet in your chest. You know? But anyway, Power Couple up next. Garganos versus Priest and Io. I like the lead up to this. I like that Io, it's neat to see a company not calling attention to it, but basically what they're doing here is Io is giving Priest the rub.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And this match was fantastic. And the fact that Io was giving Priest the rub, but also they had her do her moveset on Johnny Gargano.
Yes.
Which even more highlights what a spectacular performer she is, right? And even though she wasn't supposed to be doing that technically, because whenever she gets tagged in, he's supposed to tag out. Yeah. But they got around that by having shenanigans.
Yeah.
And she got to do her moves on Johnny, and it worked. And Priest got to do his moves, and it worked. And they lost anyway due to cheating by the heels. And
which is fine.
And it's a husband and wife team
mm-hmm.
that thinks alike, moves alike, understands one another, and is willing to break rules. Of course they would win.
Yeah.
Damian Priest and Io don't even know each other.
No. They had a couple moves together.
They respect each other.
Yeah.
Totally different from...
being a team.
Correct. And a married couple team.
Like
literally, I know what kind of breakfast you want. I know what you like with your eggs. You know what I mean? Like, I know every single thing about you. So I'm going to know when to be there for you.
Yeah, when to hit the low blow.
Yeah. Even when you're not in jeopardy, Johnny pulls her out of the ring.
Yes.
Because he may know she's in trouble before she knows she's in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
So well done. And it put it all over, and we're leading into a pay-per-view, and I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's go through this. Now, we got Dream and Kushida. Who wins?
I want Kushida to win.
Kushida does win.
I think so.
I think Kushida wins, and it's a good performance by everybody.
Yes.
Escobar versus Swerve.
Oh, Escobar. I'm going to go Escobar. I think it should be Swerve, but I think they're going to keep the belt on Escobar.
Okay. I'll go Swerve.
I like that.
But I'm not 100% sure that the program is over. Like, mm-mm. I can see the belt staying on Escobar long term.
Mm-hmm.
I can see a quick, you win it from me, and then I fight you in a rematch and get it back.
Yeah.
But
why shouldn't they do that with at least one of the belts? Every belt stays on somebody for so long now, and it's like, dude, so one of these belts has got to be jumping.
It's okay.
Yeah. Besides the 24/7 belt.
Yes. Or maybe they're just making up for all the jumping with one belt.
Yes.
194 time champion. Yeah, R-Truth. Okay, because she, dude, and they always talk about that, but Tozawa's got to be going on like 80.
Yeah.
Gulak's up around 10. He's only been in the program 2 days.
Two days.
Okay. Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae.
Io goes over.
I agree. What I'd like to see is some form of an Io gets DQ'd. They have to pull her off of her.
I can see that.
She retains that way anyway. Right?
I wouldn't mind Candice LeRae even getting the belt for a little bit. She deserves it. She's that good.
But it'd also be cool if LeRae did something so dastardly, Io couldn't stand it, and it's fantasy booking, and it had to be pulled away, and so then we get another month of it.
Yes, I can see that.
Even if you want to keep her
as the champ. Mind that extension.
Although you do have a draft coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the fear is in you of Io winding up on one of the other shows.
It's real. The fear is real.
Could you imagine how great and awful it would be if they put Asuka and Io in a team?
Oh, God. It would be...
Dude, you could put Io and Asuka on a team, and they take on Baszler and Nia Jax, and it just tears the freaking house down. And it'd be so great. Then the next Monday, you would have to watch them wrestle Lana.
Yes.
And it'd be like, why?
Or Io comes out to debut, and then Charlotte is back from her injury, and she beats her in her first night.
Oh, dude.
I could see him booking. That's the kind of crap I worry about right there.
Right, whereas... if she's here, I know we. If nothing else, they could take the belt off her, and she's still going to main event every other show. You know what I mean? She still gets to be the champ. Okay, then we also have Priest Gargano.
Priest. I'm going to say Priest. I think it's a bad night for the Garganos.
Oof. I do think they either both win or both lose.
I think that's, yeah.
You know? I don't see them.
I wouldn't mind that, the power couple. With both belts at the end of the night. I don't mind that.
It's just really hard for me. I like Damian Priest, but it's hard for me to see a world. Like, I know in a real fight, Damian Priest would take him out, but
yeah.
It's hard for me to see in a world of an NXT takeover, Johnny Takeover, losing to Priest.
Yes.
It's hard for me to see that. I can almost see Gargano winning and then some back and forth, and maybe Priest getting it back, not on a takeover.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean? But I'm with you, though. I don't think the Garganos win together.
Mm-mm.
So I do think it's just... Did you see what I mean? Do you know what I mean? For me to imagine Johnny Gargano losing to Damian?
No, yeah, I get you. No, because he's such a great wrestler. And
NXT is a wrestling
show,
and it's Johnny Takeover and all that, right? It should be a great match.
I think this is going to tear the house down.
Speaking of which, Balor versus O'Reilly, championship match.
Oof. The WWE is so married to doing the same thing over and over again. The up and comer versus the champ, put over by putting up a good match to establish a singles career. They almost never pull the trigger though. I would like to see Kyle O'Reilly win this match, to tell you the truth. I love Finn Balor, but I think that'd be a really cool story to tell, but I think Finn's going to win.
Kyle O'Reilly wins.
I like it. I like that.
Kyle O'Reilly wins, and Finn Balor either winds up on NXT UK or back on SmackDown and Raw.
Okay. I can see that.
O'Reilly becomes the head of Undisputed Era, and he winds up in something with Cole.
I don't think...
Where he goes over... He gets in a feud with Cole and goes over Cole.
I don't think... I think they're turning Cole and O'Reilly... face.
I think you keep Undisputed Era heels.
Oh, I agree. I'm not O'Reilly's disagreeing the head with of you. The heels.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Cole gets to turn face.
But they've been booking them both as faces.
Well,
not Roddy or Fish, but those two have been booked as faces over the last month.
Yeah, I see that. I see. Is he really a face with Finn, though? Is Finn really a heel?
But he had the other moments, like in that tournament where
absolutely.
Where he kept the other guys out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He played fair on,
The the great match they had last week.
Yes.
He was definitely booked as the face in that one too. I just think that Finn got the belt and probably they could use his star power on one of the other two shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that they'll put somebody on NXT that they think is a star too to kind of replace that. I just don't have a clue who it would be. Well, who's the guy in the vignettes?
Yes.
Are they going to replace Finn Balor with Bo Dallas?
Wow. You said that out loud. I don't know, Kevin. Are they going to actually replace Finn Balor with Bo Dallas?
Oh, boy. That's not exactly fantasy booking.
No. That's like magic mushroom booking. Yes. Now, hear me out, man. Just long-term storytelling. Bo Dallas replaces Finn Balor.
Remember the show... The movie where McConaughey likes high school girls because they stay the same age.
Oh, Fast Time. No, Dazed and Confused, dude.
Remember the dude that was on like shrooms or whatever, and he was like, "There's a lot going on in a dollar bill, man."
Yeah, dude.
That's the same train of thought that leads you.
That's the guy booking matches right now in the Raw. Do you know that?
That's the guy looking at the dollar bill.
Yeah, dude. Him and the guy who was in Super Troopers in the back seat of the, like, Snozzberries taste like Snozzberries. That dude.
Dude, what's even better?
Funny fact before we go on from that. Yeah, that guy, do you know who he was married to? I think they just divorced a little while ago for years.
Who?
Erica Christensen.
Who's that?
The one from Mad Men, the redhead.
Oh.
Outkicked his coverage, my friend.
Didn't last.
It lasted for like 10 years, I think.
The guy that does the dollar bill thing on the car in Dazed and Confused, the hippie dude.
Yes.
He wound up being like computer experts on like a bunch of like cop shows.
Oh, that's great.
And every time I see him, I'm like, no, dude, that guy thinks there's spider. Come on.
Yeah. That's like Ice Cube is a police officer.
Yes. What? Yeah.
What?
Or Ice-T.
Yeah.
Ice-T's one of the...
Ice-T's who I meant. Yeah, I was saying absolutely. For some reason Ice Cube came out.
All right, so...
Though Ice Cube has played cops.
I do believe Ice Cube did at some point have dinner with the president.
Yes.
In contrast to the song in which he said he never would.
Yeah.
Who knew? Life's tricky.
Yeah.
Winding Road.
I just got Straight Outta Compton on vinyl. My girlfriend's parents bought it for me.
Really?
Yes. How cool is that?
Congratulations.
I know. I was very happy.
Dude, you starting to build up a vinyl connection? A
little bit.
Collection?
Yeah, a little bit. Just some weird stuff, you know, eclectic kind of collection. They gave me, what else was it? Janis's first band.
Janis Joplin's first band.
The Holding Company.
Yes.
I got the Holding Company album.
Way vinyl. Better than, like, people don't even know that it happened.
Yeah. Big Brother and the Holding Company.
Yes, absolutely. All right, for Justin, for me, KP, this has been a Talk of NXT. Copyright 2020. Go Home Heat Production. Go home.